This week in 1920, Virginia women voted for the first time in a presidential election. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. The presidential race of 1920 may not have been the most momentous ever. Between Republican Warren Harding and Democrat James Cox, with third-party socialist candidate Eugene Debs in the mix for about 3% of the vote or so. But it was certainly momentous that millions of women were finally allowed to vote. The 19th Amendment granted women nationwide the right to vote, but Virginia had refused to ratify it. So when women's suffrage became the law of the land just 2 months before the 1920 presidential election, Virginia was caught flat-footed. The deadline to register had already come and gone, so Virginia registrars scrambled to record women on the rosters. The state gave Virginia women 1 month to put their names on voter rolls. During that month, the Virginia League of Women Voters sponsored registration drives and voter education programs. Women flocked to their county election offices. They verified that they were older than 21 years of age. They answered the registrar's questions. They paid the poll tax, $1.50, close to 20 bucks in today's dollars. But many still faced discrimination. Richmond offices hired 3 extra clerks to process applications from white women. They refused to hire an extra clerk for the black registrar, forcing black women to wait in long lines. Despite the barriers put in their way, more than 75,000 Virginia women registered to vote in that 1 month. On election day, long lines plagued polling precincts. The Charlottesville Daily Progress reported that women showed much patience while waiting more than half an hour to cast their ballot. At the end of the day, Virginia voted overwhelmingly for the Democratic candidate, James Cox. Warren Harding won the presidency. And Virginia eventually ratified the 19th Amendment in 1952. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.